On a quest for epic gear, housewares, and collectibles this holiday season, Loot Crate offers an epic range of pop culture items for less than $20 a month. Whether you're shopping for the geek in your life or you are that geek, Loot Crate is the best surprise you know is coming. Every month there's a different theme and new exclusive items you can only get with Loot Crate. Treat yourself every month or give the gift of geeking out to a friend or loved one. They're always watching. They've designed a system to keep you down. They're meddlesome. Hey friends, it's time for a revolution. Fight the power and pave the way for a brighter tomorrow with December's Crate, featuring exclusive items from Assassin's Creed, Mr. Robot, Firefly, and more, including an exclusive Funko Pop figure, our monthly t-shirt, and pin. You have until the 19th at 9 p.m. Pacific to subscribe and receive that month's crate, and when the cutoff happens, that's it. It's over. And this month only, Loot Crate is offering 15% off of all new subscriptions for the holidays. Just go to www.lootcrate.com/boogie and enter code GIFTING15 to get this limited 15% off.
The Boogie Monster with Kyle Kinane and Dave Stone. We can finally, once and for all, find out what happened with Judas Priest. Whether they broke up by themselves, or they were pushed out by outside forces. Like the government.
The Boogie Monster. Podcasting the unknown.
You okay, buddy?
That's Megan. That's yum.
Are we going?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That should just be the cue from now on.
Dinner bells. Ring a ding ding.
How's it going, buddy?
It's good. We're on battery power.
Yeah, we almost lost that last one.
Yeah. Goddamn Santa Ana winds blowing through here like the hot fart of God. You know, we talked about the hand of God, but what about his other body parts? Nobody ever talks about what the other parts of God are doing. God,
you're such a poet.
Yeah, that's what I do.
Oh, that's great. The hot fart of God. Good one, buddy.
Rye whiskey is now in me.
Welcome to the Boogie Monster. It's Dave Stone, Kyle Kinane. That's us.
Yes, good day, good evening. Thank you for choosing us, for your listening pleasure.
Yeah, and seriously, thanks for choosing us. Getting so much positive feedback from the listeners.
And I know, and I'll admit, like sometimes we get inspiration for what to talk about from other podcasts. We're not trying to be redundant or like taking their research, but the conspiracy theories are out there for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a weirdo and you want to get into that stuff. And so I listen to other conspiracy theory podcasts. Hopefully, if you like the stuff we're talking about, go listen. There's some other great ones out there that are much more informed and dissected.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think they're as fun. I don't think they're as fun as old Kyle and Dave getting
it'll
at
have
you.
Our charm.
Yeah, you ain't getting a goddamn recipe out of that stuff. But yeah, so I know that there's a lot of stuff out there. So I just take a moment of thanks for choosing. For choosing us.
Yeah, seriously. I do appreciate that. A lot of positive feedback on the old Twitter and people still emailing us for that biscuit recipe.
Yeah,
and
I'm going to have to put a moratorium.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Is that right? Moratorium?
I think
an ending?
So.
I'm trying to think of a big word for ending and I might have fucked it up.
That sounds good.
I'll get to a point like I know the word for this. And you know, because vocabulary. I think it's fun to have new words and use something different to describe something you're going to describe every day anyway. Mm-hmm. You get stuck. It makes life boring when you're stuck with the same small spectrum of words, but then I'll use one incorrectly. I was at a table at that hunting lodge for that show, and it's all like millionaires and stuff. And I feel like, well, but it is all – I was making some statement about that or whatever. And then it came down and be like, yes, but it is all – objective, and I realized I was supposed to say subjective, and I just shut up right there.
I get
like, God damn it! I was doing so good with words, and then I just
I get confused.
Oh.
Like I know them, but in the moment during the sentence, I'm like, which one?
Yeah. I beefed it in front of millionaires.
That was one of the first jokes I ever wrote and performed on stage, and it never worked.
I know which one. Wait,
I am. Said, I'm not super smart. I'm not really good with words. I don't have a good vocabulary. Never got a laugh. It's a solid joke.
My friend Eric Acosta, who writes for I think he writes for Rick and Morty now, but he always had a joke. He's like, I'm not good at comedy. You know, comedians always use metaphors. Metaphors are hard. You know, it's like difficult because like I'm like an orange that's like a I don't know. You know what I'm saying? It just comes upon it so simply. That one always got me.
Oh, that's funny.
So, well, let's, yeah, anyway, so thanks for choosing the Boogie Monster. We're back in the stride of things, and you got any, let's get to the food.
Okay.
Because this is part two. This is part two
yes.
of last week,
yeah.
Pizzagate.
We need some
which
levity.
Has nothing to do with pizza and everything to do with the horrors of mankind. But before then.
We need to lighten it up a little.
How about some tasty eats?
Dude, I had, no hype. The best chicken sandwich
All right.
of my life.
All right.
A lot of buzz about this joint in
yeah.
Los Angeles. I've been hearing about it for a few months.
I've been hearing about it.
And
you got to wait in line.
You got to wait in line. I waited an hour and 10 minutes with our buddy Brian Cook, which made it feel like 3 hours and 10 minutes.
No shit.
I love Brian. But
how the hell did he get past 10 minutes without punching somebody and getting arrested?
Brian is he's a great dude. He is... I don't know if he feels the same way about me, but he's my go-to when I got a vent. When it's like, all right, I need to talk some shit. I got to get some stuff off my chest.
Yeah.
Brian's great for that because he
yeah.
loves – he's got – so we're talking about old Fritz has opinions. Old Brian has opinions.
Yeah.
So for an hour and 10 minutes, we stood in line at Howlin' Ray's – I'll say it again since you coughed. Howlin'
Sorry.
Ray's Nashville Hot Chicken.
Okay.
Here in Los Angeles,
uh-huh.
Chinatown. Now, have we talked about Nashville hot chicken?
Well, we've mentioned Gus's almost limitlessly.
Yes. Now, Gus's is not Nashville hot chicken. It's spicy. It's a little spicy.
And it's from Nashville.
It's from Memphis. It's where they
Memphis.
Started. Close Whoa. Enough. Close enough.
Don't get your Memphis spicy chicken and your Nashville hot chicken.
Exactly. Nashville hot chicken is kind of a trend right now in the culinary world, but it's been around for years in Nashville. It's kind of hard to describe. Some people think it's just fried chicken with wing sauce dumped on top, and that's not exactly true. It's not exactly false, but there's so much more to it than that. Nashville hot chicken is fried chicken, just classic
sure.
fried on the bone chicken.
Pre-approved.
Yeah. Legs, thighs, breast, wings, you know, your classic fried chicken. But then it is slathered in this can be incredibly spicy hot sauce. Not necessarily hot sauce, but a hot sauce. It's kind of like a wing sauce or a hot sauce, but it's typically it's kind of a hot sauce that's been beefed up with like lard. Even though that sounds weird, like
okay.
people don't like to think about lard
so it's
anymore.
A hot fat sauce.
It's a goopy hot fat sauce.
Oh,
crazy spices, a lot of cayenne, a lot of just different types of like intense spices. And most places, including Howlin' Ray's, will have several degrees.
Yeah, it's just not an out of the bottle type.
Yeah, exactly. And that way, there's a whole thing now. There's a certain type of dude who takes pride in how hot he can eat shit. You know, we may have talked about that. Like
yeah.
like when you did the spicy news, you know,
yeah.
people are like, I'll eat ghost peppers and
yeah.
all these peppers. Like, okay, well, that's great. When tell me how cool you are when you're in the hospital with your esophagus burned out.
I think it provides like a serotonin rush, though.
Mm-hmm. It does, yeah.
It does appeal to like I think there's a chemical mm-hmm. attraction to it. Because
yeah.
I love spicy stuff. I don't need like I'm not trying to win a contest.
Yeah, but some guys.
But I'll eat hot stuff. I like what it does.
Like we're talking about with my chili, get that back of the head sweat. The back of your head and your neck. Just it's a different
yeah.
type of heat. It's a deep heat.
Dave Stone's neck sweat chili, new with hot fat sauce.
There's a T-shirt. Neck sweat chili. Anyway,
that sounds like one of those junior high sex terms. I gave her some neck sweat chili.
But obviously originated in Nashville. Prince's Hot Chicken is kind of known as the originator of that style of chicken. And I've been to Prince's
been
in
to
Nashville.
Prince's, yeah.
Solid. I prefer in Nashville, I prefer Hattie B's. Hattie B's just so good. Just in the sense that Prince's is good, but it's like I don't know. It's only chicken. Like, yeah. They don't really put a lot of emphasis on anything else.
I feel
else.
We've discussed these chicken places.
We have. But anyway, just to refresh people's memory on what Nashville Hot Chicken is, there's the new one in town here, maybe the only one as of right now.
Yeah.
Howlin' Ray's.
Howlin' Ray's
and
in
it
Chinatown.
Was incredible. Like I said, waited 1 hour and 10 minutes, and I got the 2-piece dark and the sandwich.
Of course.
Now, the chicken itself was amazing, but there was just something about this sandwich. It's like it's in the style of a Chick-fil-A sandwich, a fried.
A lot of hatred.
Breaded and fried. Yeah, it's like a Chick-fil-A without the homophobia, but just a Chick-fil-A sandwich on steroids.
Sandwich tastes like dicks going in pussies the way God wants.
It was literally, almost literally, I'm not just hype, twice the size of a Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Yeah.
So that gives
like
you a
chicken breast. You got chicken breast.
It was a chicken breast, but it was just a crazy, giant, thick chicken breast. And then they have, I think they have 6 different levels of heat there. And I went with the medium, which was real hot.
Number three.
But real hot, real spicy, but without the hiccup. So I've talked about the hiccups.
We heard the hiccups.
Yeah, we heard the hiccups.
I got 2 more jars of my salsa of the month. I've been behind because I've been traveling. I got salsa of the month here waiting for...
Just
Dave Stone's stutter of approval.
Oh my! It was unreal. Like it was an experience. And
did you go on a weekend or a weekday?
I went on a weekend. That's why we had to wait so long.
You are a sadist.
Yeah,
as we covered in the last episode, you love.
But it was worth it. It was worth it. Hour and 10 minute wait. Probably from what I hear, a lot lesser of a wait during the week. They're not open Monday and Tuesday, so they're open Wednesday through Sunday.
I wonder if starving yourself is a form of sadism.
I don't know.
That's, or if like that's a fetish where it's like you don't want someone to whip you or burn your skin, but you just want to see them eat. Like you would get like a woman in all just in latex just eating like Hattie B's and like dropping it on the floor and not finishing it in front of you.
Well, I don't know if you remember a couple years ago during my raw vegan smoothie cleanse, the 90 days.
You did. You're like, let me watch you.
And I literally just wanted to watch because it was like – It was weird, man.
It was a weird time because you.
I just wanted to be around it. It's like I can't have this food, but I still want to be in its vicinity.
Like people that want to smell cigarette smoke.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly.
But
what
you
it was.
Look like it was lascivious.
Yeah,
the way you would look.
Well, it was twofold.
It was hard to watch you watch me eat food.
It was. I still wanted to be around it, but also it was like, all right, I'm going to embrace this.
Yeah.
Deprivation.
Yeah. Speaking of coveting the things you can't have, let's talk about pedophilia. No, we don't have to jump into it yet, but I was like, man, I wish we were at the end of us talking about food because that's a good segue.
So anyway, I'll shut up about Howlin' Ray's, but no, I can't recommend it. Literally the best chicken sandwich I've ever had. All right. Giant fried chicken breast, and they use the whole like.
And number three was real hot.
It was real hot, but not too hot to where I couldn't enjoy it. Like I've had certain levels where it's like, I'm not quite hiccuping, and I can actually eat this, but it's not enjoyable.
Yeah, I don't want to ruin the food.
Like, it literally burns your lips and tongue. The medium was just right for me. Just a huge chicken breast, really nice homemade bun, homemade pickles. They put a little homemade vinegar coleslaw, and then they have this thing called a comeback sauce. Looks kind of like a spicy mayonnaise, kind of an orange mayonnaise-y type thing. And just, dude, I mean...
And the individual pieces were good too?
Yes.
Did you get those at number three also?
I did. And they gave me the 2-piece dark came connected. I got the leg and the thigh that hadn't been separated and chopped.
Thing.
So you get the little kind of the L.
Oh, man. And, when I went hunting, I had to break the wings off the bird.
Yeah.
And that was, ooh.
Yeah. But can't recommend enough. We got to go.
All right. Didn't steer me wrong on Gus's. You hyped that place to no end, and then I had it, and I was like, you were correct. And now if you're hyping this place, I have no reason, nor I think any listener in the Los Angeles, greater Los Angeles area has any reason to doubt the chicken testimonial of Dave Stone.
Yeah. If you follow me on Instagram, there's definitely some pics on there.
That's something. You're just sending them to me.
Yeah.
You were sending me like dick pics. You know what you're sending me, Dave? Chick pics.
Chick pics.
Come on. Just random. I didn't ask for this, Dave.
I send unsolicited chick pics. And I do that, though.
That's going to be, if we ever get a website, lot of my friends. There's going to be a section called unsolicited chick pics. And it's just going to be you.
So good. Howlin' Ray's, that's my food for the week.
I almost got ruined. I was on tour and I wasn't feeling good already. And somebody went, I don't know, I was in a moment where like, I kind of want to start eating better. And, well, there's a fire truck coming by here. There it goes. All right. Yeah, we haven't been in the annex for the last few episodes.
Yeah.
I've just been up. It's a little more face-to-face.
We're not
just
like it.
Sitting on exercise balls, staring at each other.
No, that ball is so funny.
We are still, we are just 2 feet away from each other, just looking right at each other's faces the whole time. It's a weird way to podcast. We've done other podcasts. People are spread out in this room. And we're just looking right at each other.
What do we care?
Just breathing in each other's beards. All right.
Yeah, hold on. I'm sorry.
Give it a you don't have to apologize.
I don't know why that reminded me of the you're so good with words, Kyle.
Thanks, Dan. I appreciate that.
The thing you said a few episodes ago about us twisting our dicks together like a bread something. Do you remember that?
Nope.
Somebody referenced that. You said something where you and I are just sitting here twisting our dicks together like a holiday bread, or I don't know. It just reminded me of that. That's one of the funniest things I've ever heard.
Oh, I like hearing it back because it reminds me how funny I am. I said that? I sure did. Man, I'm good at coming.
Right.
Yeah, I was on tour, and one of the dudes in the band brought back all this White Castle, but it was like it was late, and I wasn't that hungry, and it was just room temperature White Castle chicken rings, which – okay, it's easy to say, well, yeah, obviously that's gross. I don't mind White Castle. For drunk food, which we've discussed in the past, is a Crystals. If you're a fan of Crystals, it's the same shape, same size burgers.
Love Crystal.
But it was, I had it in the room, and I think it was because I was at the beginning of a stomach bug. But the idea of processed chicken was so awful to me. And then the next day, I threw up in the van. But that was because of a stomach bug. But then after that, like, I've never had a food trigger that made me feel sick. Or, like, people have alcohol trigger. They smell tequila. They, I get so sick. I felt that way about, like, fast food chicken. Even ads to make it look good. Even, like, try a new Wendy's chicken sandwich. Like, bleh.
Yeah.
Like, I would almost throw up thinking about it. And my favorite thing, I loved Wendy's spicy chicken.
Mm-hmm.
But the last couple times I got it, there's like something to the like. It's not real meat.
No, like processed anything.
But it's not like you're eating a chicken breast. But
okay.
It almost feels like a slightly more technologically advanced idea of the McRib.
Okay,
the McRib is supposed to have the rib bones in it, but you know it's not. It's just
gonna,
I love a fucking
and the fake grill marks.
Yeah. But this was like, seemed like it was supposed to be shaped. It wasn't. It was still a chicken breast.
It was a chicken breast. Not like the Burger King bullshit chicken sandwich.
No, not like
that particle board
ground up and put into a thing.
Ugh.
But this was still like it felt like it was made by science. Like, you know, like the joke they can't call it Kentucky Fried Chicken. They have to call it KFC because they're just growing on the end of like tubes or something.
Yeah.
It felt like to try and manufacture a consistency – it was too perfect of like, and it made me kind of.
Yeah.
But that's what burger is.
Yeah. You know,
why do you get mad at chicken when burger is the same thing?
I heard this once. They say when you eat a fast food hamburger, you're eating the beef from potentially upwards of 1,000 different cows. There's 1,000 different cows ground up into one burger.
I just feel like a giant funnel with a grinder, like a funnel that could hold 1,000 cows, and that's the only way you can get that estimate. Otherwise,
I think they just mean, you know, they probably do it in batches of 1,000.
Or it's just, it's one giant machine that they're just throwing the sides of beef or whatever leftover parts make up burgers.
Yeah.
I'm oh man, I already think after the hunting experience, I was like, man, I might be vegetarian for a while. Yeah.
That's why I was vegetarian for 3 years, because I saw my girlfriend show me one of those PETA videos. And I was like, I'm out for a while.
And it's effective. And you think about, like, unless I can, like, okay, I understand, oh, is it farm-raised, this and that? Like, yeah, I'm going to pay more attention to that. I know when it comes down to stretching your dollar.
Yeah.
And you go get eggs and you're like, well, these are cheap. Eggs are going to taste like eggs. Yeah. But the label tells you how the chickens are treated.
Yeah.
If you choose to believe those, like, all right, I can splurge for the whatever if it's free range, cage free egg. Like, after killing them, I'm like, yeah, I think that's better.
Yeah.
And it was weird enough when I did that hunting thing, there was one guy whose wife was there And she wasn't hunting, but you'd go around the table and tell your story. And she's like, I only eat stuff that he hunts. I have a real problem. It was nice to like see a nice hippie lady at this hunting lodge with a bunch of rich white men millionaires.
Uh-huh.
To her say like, nah, I just feel like I don't want like that energy of farm raised, like just caged animals and energy. I'm like, man, I know I'm going hippie.
Yeah.
But why, like, so what? I mean, if people want to call me out and I'm like, oh, whatever, fuck, can't be a man. I, you know what?
What's it got to do with being a man?
I get it. I get vibes now. I'm feeling a little more vibes and negative stuff. And just how about just the actual fact of outside of the, what was the where you ate McDonald's all the time?
Oh, Super Size Me?
Yeah. But you do eat that kind of stuff all the time. And you're going to feel not great.
I eat it more than I prefer just because the economics.
It's easy and it's cheap.
It's so cheap.
Yeah.
You know? Especially if I'm busy, you know, and I'm broke.
I do. Man, get me after a few drinks, and I will be – I'll ram a car out of line at Del Taco to get through that fucker.
No, we've definitely had our Jack in the Box excursions.
Yeah. Oh, you know. Who was that sweet lady at the remember we were all at the Del Taco drive-thru
Uber? Yeah.
And that woman was just chatting us up through the drive-thru.
Sweetest lady.
Just having a little – flight of fancy herself, and I don't remember, but I just remember her through the little speaker. Ha, you know, sometimes my mom says that happens. And I'm like, this woman is just lonely at the Del Taco, and just what a nice spirit at 3 a.m, still being bubbly.
Yeah,
not even like drug bubbly.
Yeah,
like just a woman who's trying to make ends meet and making a few bucks working there, and still having that kind of attitude.
Yeah.
That made all our nights better that night.
Yeah.
We were all happy to
it. It was great.
The Uber driver we had, we're like, you get food too because you're driving us. We said, okay, I guess I'll get something.
Yeah.
Was, man, again, that's just good vibes.
That's a good move, by the way, to buy your Lyft or Uber driver something when you're through the drive-thru. I have done that for such as that night. As much Lyft as I've drive, nobody's done that for me, though.
Do they make you go through the drive-thrus a lot?
Oh, yeah. I've been through the drive-thru several times, and no one's offered. But it's fine. I'd probably turn it down anyway, but it's the gesture.
They don't want you going off the menu.
Yeah. Change of gears real quick. Speaking of Lyft, I haven't told you this off
no,
the
I haven't
yet.
Heard.
We haven't
me
talked
and
in
the
long.
Listeners haven't heard a good Lyft story in a while.
It's not a great Lyft story, but it was definitely interesting. Sometimes I definitely profile my passengers as far as what music or radio station to play.
Okay.
I do, you know.
Well, here we go again.
No, I mean,
Dave Stone controversial comments.
Say what you will. I mean, I get a little white-haired 80-year-old lady. I'm not going to put it on the hip-hop station, you know, and whatever.
Who would you put the hip-hop station on for, Dave?
Probably just some white guy. Just some. I tell you this, anybody who's asking for that aux cord, not asking, anybody demanding that aux cord, you can rest assured some shitty hip-hop is heading your way. Anytime someone asks, let me get that aux cord. I'm like, oh, here
don't,
it comes.
Dave, don't here, do the impersonation.
I didn't.
I'm trying to save. This is the part of the podcast where I get a text the next day. Hey, can you get Katie to edit out minute? I'm going to tell you right now, it's minute 21 and a half. Till whenever the end of this bit goes. But anyway, go ahead, Dave. What else? Tell me more about profiling your Lyft rides.
You have to.
Don't. That's the worst thing you could say after saying you profile.
My point
is... This is where we are going to talk ourselves into being Trump supporters on
true.
This podcast.
That's true. No, what I meant was not profile.
Hamper conspiracies lead us back to InfoWars or Breitbart. Now you're profiling people.
Profile is not the right word. I take some consideration to what they might want to listen to. So
I discriminate.
For the most part, I will just keep it on real generic talk radio. Just traffic and weather and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But lately, I've thought, well, because music is too hard. you're right. It's too hard to predict what someone might like musically. You know,
throw a little Ranchero on and let them guess. Let them profile you.
I have always wanted to do this. If anybody's familiar with Wheeler Walker Jr., and we spoke briefly about him before, I've wanted to just crank him and see how long it takes before someone's like, excuse me.
You're just going to see that in the star rate. One star. Very offensive.
Anyway,
I had a Lyft guy coming from the airport yesterday, and he's playing jazz. He's like, jazz helps drive. I'm like, I always pick Dealer's Choice. But the jazz was not the soothing jazz. It was like two trumpet players fighting each other while also still trying to play their instruments. I'm like, this is just upsetting. This is just brass instruments not agreeing with each other.
Oh, that's funny. All right. My point is, because it is too difficult to not profile, but to predict what they might like to hear musically. And sometimes I just get, especially with all that's been going on in the news, talk radio is just too depressing and heavy sometimes. Yeah. So I've started playing a Pandora comedy channel sometimes. And a couple days ago, I'm playing a Pandora comedy channel, and a Kyle Kinane track comes on.
Oh, the kid.
And completely unsolicited, the passenger, who's a dude, probably around 30.
Makes sense.
He says, hey, is that Kyle Kinane? And I go, yeah, I believe that is. And he goes, oh, man, I love that guy. And we make some brief small talk. I didn't tell him I was a comedian or anything. And he said something about, you know.
You don't fire up a Boogie Monster right after that?
Swear to God. Dude, also, he's got a new podcast that's pretty good. You should check it out. That was him, not me. I would never say it. But he's like, yeah, he was talking about Kyle Kinane. And he's like, yeah, and he's also got a podcast. It's he couldn't remember the name of it. He said Boogie.
Tell me you threw it at him.
I didn't tell him who
Why
it was.
Why not?
It was my little secret. Just my little secret. So if he's listening to this now he knows that the guy that he was conversing with about Kyle Kinane, that's me.
Well, because the other guy sent a picture. He was excited.
That one dude, that dude lost his shit. That dude lost his shit. This was about 2 or 3 months ago. Same story happened. Of course, I wasn't playing a Pandora channel. He just out of the blue started talking comedy, and he talked about you. And then I told that guy who it was. I thought I was going to wreck the car. Like, he's grabbing me by the shoulders, and oh my God, taking selfies while I'm driving. Like, all right, dude, calm down.
What if there's a Lyft option to come? I almost don't want to say this on the air because it's such a good option. Where you get to dictate, like, the converse. Like, all right, I don't know how this is going to work. But, like, man, I need a ride, but I got time. I wonder if there's a guy that wants to talk about conspiracy theory. I need a sports guy.
Yeah.
I want a sports fan to shoot the shit with. And so you could choose the person. Maybe this is way, like, this is some Westworld shit I'm getting into. Mm-hmm. I say that having seen half of the first episode.
I hear it's good. I haven't seen it.
Somebody else talked about it. I was like, I watched it real high. And so I was like, this is amazing. I passed out. Like, be like, I want to talk about conspiracy theories in the Lyft. And so, like, you get the extra, like, well, I'm that guy. If you want to wait 5 extra minutes, I'm close by. And then that you get to just, I don't know, maybe that's a real dumb idea.
I have had listeners direct message me on Facebook saying, hey, I need a pickup at LAX tomorrow at 9. Can I request you specifically? And I was like, I don't think you can. I'm pretty sure you can't request a specific
driver.
I'm just going
to sit around LAX waiting.
But I've had friends like, hey, I'm heading out. Can I request you?
You get some exciting in the car chit-chat. Let's just both go out. We'll do a mobile. We'll do a mobile podcast with guests that don't know their guests.
But yeah, that was really funny. The guy
It'd
was
be like Cash Cab, except you pay us. You still have to pay your fee at the end.
Oh man, let me air this real quick. I think I teased it a little bit last episode. Got engaged with some trolls.
Congratulations! Oh, never mind.
Engaged with some trolls on Twitter, and I'll just say this: I won't speak for you, but I appreciate anybody who follows me on Twitter, follows the Boogie Monster, listens to the Boogie Monster. Of course, I appreciate all that.
Yeah.
I will say this. If you are a misogynist dipshit troll who sexually harasses anybody, but much less a female comic who I am friends with on Twitter, two things. A, go fuck yourself.
Yeah.
And B, find a new podcast. I don't want you
What is this? Where did this come from?
I tweeted something, and it wasn't even controversial. I don't tweet political or controversial shit, but some guy just being a dipshit.
It's and unfortunately not a rarity.
Just back and forth. Media. And I don't come across a lot of that, but when it does happen, I do a little research. I do a little investigation.
Yeah.
And I looked at this guy. First of all, the guy had 23 followers, but not that that's, you know, whatever. But literally, and I just did a quick scroll through his feed, literally every single tweet that he has made, and I didn't go too deep into it, was an at reply at somebody. Not just one original statement, not one original tweet, literally every, at this guy, go fuck yourself, at this guy, you're stupid.
Just a troll. Yeah,
just a classic troll.
Down to the roots.
And troll. I noticed, and I won't say her name, because I don't want to bring her into it or embarrass her, but I noticed about a week earlier, he at replied at a female comic who we're both friendly with. DSL. Okay. She had posted a poster of an upcoming show on her she just tweeted, "Hey, I'm doing this show and here's the flyer." Guy just at so and so DSL with a winky face.
I don't know. Tell
and,
oh,
and
okay.
Just I was like, "No, go fuck yourself, dude." And I called him out on it. What did he post? DSL. Dick sucking lips.
Oh, I didn't get. I thought that was the initials.
No, no.
He posted that.
Oh no, no. I'm sorry. My friend posted a flyer of her show, and he at replied her DSL, capital DSL, Dick sucking lips, with a little emoji of the wink. And I called him out on it, and he's like, "Who did I sexually harass?" And I pointed it out to him, and I told him to go fuck himself. So, point being. You can't, you know, I don't want to get too sanctimonious about it, and you can't control who your fans are.
Nah.
But if you are that type of person that, and I even told him this too, and I said, had you said that to her in person and I was around.
Oh, he'd be shitting out his teeth.
Yeah, or one of us is going to be bleeding.
But what it's probably, you know, I can't think of anybody, like, the argument's been done too. Even talking about the idea of trolls, there's a troll with a fucking little green heart on right now.
Yeah,
it's someone who lives a small life. It's either somebody who goes online. I remember it from the days when my buddy had a CB, like a fucking CB radio, and we'd sit there and you'd hear truckers on there and be like, "Hey, fuck this." It's like I don't approve of that now, but just to get somebody riled up, like I even understand the motivation of it.
Yeah,
it's just so much more prevalent. Because that was like the only thing you could like be faceless and taunt people was a CB radio or prank phone calls.
Yeah.
It's the same idea as prank phone calls. But it's just shitty people that you hope are junior high kids that will get older and understand they're being assholes like all junior high kids are.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it's on such a larger platform.
Yeah.
And even acknowledging them.
Yeah.
That's the problem that you get in trouble with. Well, we have to shut them down. As soon as you acknowledge them, you've given them what they want. That's
absolutely
my opinion of it.
No.
Like, so somebody heard me.
Yeah.
That's all they need to get their little fucking green dicks hard. Somebody heard me.
Yeah.
Negative. It doesn't matter if it's negative. Yeah. They're shitbags. Yeah. They would love negative attention. They just want any attention whatsoever. Yeah.
And of course, I'm falling into that trap right now.
Like when fuckfaces are like blocked by so and so, like they're proud of who they got blocked by.
My point is, just find another podcast. I mean, you know, go fuck yourself. I don't want, you know, and you deal with this much more than I do. You have a loyal following, but like you don't want shitheads to be fans of you.
It's like disappointing when you like when something you've done is appreciated by somebody you despise.
Yeah,
you like I personally. I'm like, oh man, am I courting these people, or is it I'm just now able to cast a wider net and it's catching some shit?
Yeah,
I think that's what it is. Like, I wouldn't put it on anything we're doing. I don't think we're doing. You could tell there's certain comics or any art like they prey on just despicable followers.
Yeah, I mean we could name a few,
but even bigger like Ann Coulter. Like I don't. Honestly, I don't think she believes in what she says. She knows her role to make a living.
Yeah.
That Milo Yiannopoulos, whatever that fucking asshole is, He knows his role to make a living. It's sick that that's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
But on the same note, it's the same role that John Oliver plays or John Stewart. They know their role to make a living. It obviously, it appears more righteous to somebody who believes in that cause, mm-hmm. but they're playing a role to make a living. Far left. Even if it doesn't seem far left, I wrote something that will not go over at all because it's poorly thought out. It's like let's be honest. Like, John Oliver is the left's Alex Jones. Like, but instead of fear and conspiracies to get people, it's like comedy and sarcasm.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still promoting an agenda.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't ever act like, oh, John Stewart never promoted an agenda. It clearly did.
Yeah.
But it's when people buy the oversimplified version, the oversimplified version of a conspiracy, like what we will be talking about shortly with the Pizzagate thing. Like, it's fake news, but people pick it apart. It's the same way the left, look how concisely they dissected how terrible Trump is with comedy. Well, the goal there is still to make you laugh.
Mm-hmm.
It's still not all the hard facts. Like that whole thing about Trump saving, like, well, Trump stopped jobs from going to Mexico or whatever it was.
The carrier thing.
But it didn't. Like, he didn't stop shit. No, it was the Ford plant.
The Ford thing. Okay.
Well, what happened was, from what I read, like, at least if I'm understanding it correctly, they were going to start making different vehicles at the plant that was in Ohio. That plant was never going to shut down. And they were going to move the production of the current luxury vehicle there to Mexico.
Hmm.
So the whole, like, the left was like, he saved jobs that were never going to leave anyway. He didn't save it. Well, he convinced them to keep making that car there. Mm-hmm. There were cars that were going to be made. I think I'm talking myself into a corner right now.
No, I know what you're saying.
They were just going to add more stuff that was going to be made in Mexico. Mm-hmm. And now they're not.
Yeah.
So he did stop something from going there mm-hmm. by putting pressure on them.
Yeah.
But the left is like, they were never doing it anyway. Like, it's you just see how it's manipulated from either side. Left can manipulate it with comedy to get people riled up, and the right can manipulate it with paranoia to get people riled up.
Oh, yeah.
Because the right sucks at comedy.
Yeah.
But nothing conservative that's also successfully humorous.
That's a great point.
But also,
what's
even left,
been an attempt?
The left hasn't done a real good job with riling people up. They make them laugh, and everybody feels great having coffee going, did you see that bit on John Oliver? That was pretty funny. Anyway, we're still not going to do shit about anything, whereas the right's getting terrified, and they're acting on it.
Yeah.
Nobody's acting on a funny bit. People are acting on paranoia, though.
Yeah.
Make a note, I'm using my right hand to illustrate the right and the left. I'm using my Italian hand gestures. Look at this guy with his Italian turn signals over here. He's trying to bail you out of your earlier racial thing you got into. Well, we're at 36 minutes. How about getting to the meat on the bone?
The meat on the pizza.
Oh, God. So last week we discussed Pizzagate, which, much to my chagrin, had nothing to do with flavorful conspiracies.
Oh, boy.
So,
yeah. And it was a heavy one. Like, you know, obviously we're not going to get into the graphic detail of some of this, but just even talking about the subject matter is a bit of a bummer, but I feel like it's worth at least shining a light on and seeing what's legit and what's bogus. So, but yeah, we did kind of just scratch the surface.
I have so many right-wing websites open up on my computer right now to research this, by the way.
So where did we leave off last week?
Well, we were starting to talk about – we discussed how Pizzagate is apparently in the leaked Podesta emails.
Mm-hmm.
It was the WikiLeaks emails.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of code words.
Yes.
About child
– we should read one of those just for an example.
Well, I'm trying to find them. Podesta Pizzagate email. Let's look it up. Let's see what we get.
A lot of code words in some of these emails.
Well, it's that the fact that they think it's fake news.
Yeah.
Big new story.
Well, let me go ahead and
fake story shows a conspiracy.
Refresh our memory with some of the codes. Apparently, these are common codes in the world of pedophilia. Pizza equals girl. Hot dog equals boy. Cheese equals little girl. Ugh, as if girl wasn't bad enough. Pasta equals little boy. Map equals semen. And sauce equals orgy. I feel like sauce should equal semen.
Don't, Dave, don't.
Just saying from a common sense point of view.
Why pizza to cheese are relatable, but hot dog to what?
Hot dog is kind of obvious.
But what's the little?
The little boy is pasta. I don't know what the insinuation there would be.
This man, I don't.
So anyway, point being, these are apparently known
make jokes,
codes.
But I don't want to make jokes
in the pedophile community.
Well, I have one thing that says Pizzagate. The emails did not come from WikiLeaks; they came from Anthony Weiner's laptop.
Okay.
But that's just one email I'm reading, which on the Google search of Podesta Pizzagate email is like the third topic to come up.
Huh.
So anyway, I'm trying to find, like, it immediately becomes no reliable website.
Yeah. And there is a lot of disinformation.
Snopes.
When you're talking about,
I don't
something
know why
like
people
this.
Use Snopes as a thing, but
for example, I was researching one vlog and they were going through we talked about John Alifantis. They were going through his Instagram. And
John Alifantis is...
He's the owner of Comet Pizza.
Owner of Comet Pizza.
49th most powerful person in Washington.
Donated a lot to Obama and the Clintons.
Yeah. And,
right? Okay.
Yeah. And one guy was scrolling through his Instagram. On Instagram, he goes by Jimmy Comet. And he does have some odd pictures in there. But, for example, my point here is the disinformation angle. Whoever this vlogger was looking at all the comments. At people were making comments about this Jimmy Comet's photos, and he was just, some guy said this. He should be investigated. Some guy said that. He should be investigated. Like, well, half these comments are just innocuous, you know, out of like.
That's the problem with conspiracy theories. On paper, they're fine, and then you hear one guy talk about it. You're like, well, nope.
Yeah. So, anyway, there's a lot we did not get to. I mean, there's so many layers to this, but let me throw this at you real quick. I was talking last week about how Besta Pizza, Comet Pizza, a few of these other businesses are all on the same little block. A lot of them are three or four of them are literally connected, a little strip center,
yeah,
little Main Street type strip center. And there is speculation that maybe there's an underground tunnel system that had been constructed between some of these businesses to kind of chauffeur the kids and the creeps, you know,
I just did. I just looked up that I read a thing. Some said the name James Alifantis is similar to the French saying for "I love children." So, against my better judgment, I entered that into Google Translate. "I love children" in French is "J'aime des enfants."
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Unless there's like a Rick and Jeanette Alifantis out there, which would really squash that whole thing.
So that leads to speculation. Is that his real name or is that his
fucking child molester, why would you call yourself Greg Child Moleste? Like, you wouldn't do that. Spanish, like... fucking Ricardo Me Gusta Niños. Like, you wouldn't, like, why would you do that? Like, why?
Because most people don't know what the translation is.
But someone will. You'll meet a French person.
And then he could say, well,
if you're in government,
I can't help that that's my name.
Oh, I'm only living up to my name.
Yeah. Then there's a whole, I referenced it, but we didn't really get into it. There's basically three subtext here. Well, not really subtext, but just text. Pedophilia, human trafficking, third one being Satanism. They feel like this is all
tied together. See, that's something I can get into. That's innocent.
This Marina Abramovich. I don't know if it's Abramovich or Abramovic. She's an artist. She has ties to some real powerful people. There's photographs of her hanging out with Hillary Clinton, photos of her hanging out with Lady Gaga. Apparently, people think that she's somehow tied to Satanism. She kind of coined the concept and maybe the term of spirit cooking, which is kind of a little bit of voodoo, witchcraft, Satan ritual type stuff, where she's, you know, people think maybe she's sacrificing animals,
she's a performance.
And drinking blood.
She's a performance artist, which, according to Wikipedia, she just turned 70 years old
and she
on November
30th.
70.
She looks good for 70.
So maybe this spirit cooking is working.
Exactly. Huh? This is all just opens so many things. And again, some of this is ridiculous, but it just it lends itself to conspiracy theorists, you know, really just opening up door after door. Connected to this spirit cooking and the Satanist angle is cannibalism. And here's the craziest thing I stumbled upon in this. Now, this sounds... This is the type of stuff that some of these conspiracy theorists are throwing out there. All right. Again, I don't have all my facts straight per normal, per usual, but apparently cannibals, people who eat human flesh.
Yeah.
And there's been cases of this, I think, somewhere in Africa or somewhere. Again, facts, who cares? There's a disorder that one can get. A neurological disorder that one can get when they eat human flesh. Some known cannibals were known to have some sort of neurological disorder. Again, I don't know the name of it.
It makes you crazy.
It makes you crazy.
Yeah.
And the craziest theory I heard that remember a month or two ago when Hillary was having not a press conference, but she had the little seizure. She had the little head seizure thing.
Oh, I don't remember that. Remember she had a coughing fit and she passed out at the September 11th thing.
Yeah, but there's the video of the real close up video of her just like twitching and having a seizure, and it is odd. It's
she's an old lady.
Yeah, and I still don't know what this was.
An old lady going through a grueling process.
Yeah, I don't know what they said that was.
Yeah,
but anyway, this one guy says, "Well, that's the disorder. That's the cannibal disorder." She's a cannibal.
This one guy said that's the cannibal disorder.
No, I'm just saying this is how many of these crazy doors people are trying to open.
Like the theory that Trump was on cocaine, although that's believable. A fucking arrogant millionaire talking out his ass and sniffing a bunch. I'm sorry, but that lines up. That one lines up.
But yeah, so spirit cooking. Apparently, I just don't know what one has to do with the other.
Who'd she invite? Podesta to one of her art things, which was spirit cooking.
Uh-huh.
That was what she was inviting him to. And there was all these ideas of what was going to happen. Like, it was all this stuff she was painting on a wall with what looked like congealed blood. And it was, you know, mix semen with breast milk and consume after nightmares.
Yeah.
It's performance. Like, it's meant to provoke. It's performance art.
Yeah.
Like, if you believe everything a performer, like, her whole history is like, I first heard about her before any of this, and she did something where she just sat somewhere in a museum and let people sit across from her. She just sat in silence for however many hours. And then finally, her ex-husband, I'm ruining the facts here, but it was like her ex-husband of 10 years that she hadn't seen in 10 years or something came and sat across from her, and she started crying. It was emotional. I used to think all that performance art stuff is bullshit, and a lot of it is. It's a lot of people going, like, as long as I can shock somebody with this thinly veiled idea. It's like how one-person shows in comedy are just like, oh, these are just all your shitty jokes strung together with the idea of a story, but they're just bad stories.
Spoken word.
But some of it, like, I'm more and more in my life, like, I'll understand – art, like when you see art that's just a white canvas with one splash of paint across, and everybody's like, "Well, this is bullshit." Well, then you did what the artist wanted. You gave them a reaction, much like trolls. Yeah. Why can't art also be a high level form of trolling?
Yeah.
When you spend $10 to go to an art museum and you go in there and it's somebody that just did, "Oh, my kid could have painted that." Maybe you just got trolled on a supreme level.
Yeah.
On the high, I don't want to give internet trolls that credit.
Yeah.
But there's some dudes, I mean, Nick Mullen does it on an artistic level.
I'm not familiar with him.
He goes, like, he'll go deep into, like, crafting long blogs that are clearly, like, like you talk about what fake news is, crafting long blogs about like being like a Republican. I don't even know his exact stuff, but it's a much higher level of trolling than just being like, "Hey, fuck you. Hey, suck my dicks, lady." Yeah, plural dicks. Even that, I already gave a troll too much credit because that's a more interesting statement to just say "suck my dicks." Because that's
pretty funny.
That's a strange thing to say to somebody. Suck all my dicks. I already gave something. I already just did a better job at trolling than 95% of these fucks online do. 95% of these faceless eggs on Twitter. I already just did a better job than you, you fucking losers. I pluralized dicks. None of you thought of that. You fucking sucks.
Fucking sucks.
You fucking bag of sucks. Look at this dick full of sucks. I'm already better at your job. You guys suck. Get good at something else. Because you're bad at what you're doing and what you do is bad. But maybe that's a supreme level, like to get a reaction out of somebody. As much as I hate trolls, sometimes artists think it's about provoking a reaction out of people. Getting somebody to feel something from what they're doing. So this, her spirit dinner thing was like all these cockamamie recipes of like put the blood in the semen of life but drink it during death. Like that's not a recipe that you're going to be in a kitchen and be like, all right, 2 cups of blood and 3 cups of semen. Where's my death? Can you go to the store and get some death? Because this is going to be ready soon. The death sauce is going to be ready soon.
It's a lot of semen.
It's so much. That's why it's art, all right? That's why people suffer for their art. Anyway, that's my take on the involvement. If Podesta's brother is an artist or an art collector, who we mentioned collected some real weird-looking art.
Which, by the way, I failed to mention.
Brings it back to the other side now.
We talked about his art and the paintings. Also, he's got a sculpture, like kind of a statue sculpture thing.
The gold of person.
A headless person bent over backwards that many people think was supposed to be a representation of one of Jeffrey Dahmer's victims. One of Dahmer's many victims was once found headless and kind of in a weird backwards yoga pose. And he's got, sculpture is very similar to that. So that, I don't know. This too
but
came
that
up.
People collect, sorry.
No, go ahead.
People collect serial killer shit.
True, but if you also... Maybe if you also have
all right.
half
not,
a dozen
not an
paintings
excuse.
Of little kids in their underwear, you maybe want to ease off. This I found shocking in some of the research. Also, again, I know I'm sounding redundant. I just want to make it clear that I myself am not on a witch hunt. I'm just reporting what is floating around out there.
Yeah.
There's some C-SPAN style footage. White House footage.
Does that mean boring as fuck?
Yeah. Of, and I like the guy, Joe Biden, being a little handsy and possibly inappropriate with young girls at photo ops within the White House. There's a compilation, and it's just from one angle, just kind of like a C-SPAN, you know, fixed camera type thing of just, you know, I guess when people come to the White House for whatever. So many photo ops go on at the White House, and there's a compilation of Joe Biden, you know, and this is group, not just him and a little girl by themselves, but like, you know, half a dozen people. All right, everybody huddle up around Vice President Biden. We're going to get our photo made. But there's more than one example of him like just being slightly too handsy with young girls and like whispering in their ears and trying to kiss them on the cheek.
I'm looking at it now.
I really,
this is from Gawker. This is even from a thing.
I really hope that none of that is true. But at the very least, it's like, hey, Joe, you're the vice president. Maybe exercise a little more discretion and good judgment.
I mean, he's
children.
Kissing. There's a lot of old ladies in this photo, too. Mm-hmm.
One vlogger.
I feel like
went
he
so
just
far
yeah
as to
hand
add subtitles to one. There is one in particular.
Yeah,
it's a blonde girl. She's probably 12 or 13, and he positions her right in front of him. She is kind of off to the side,
yeah,
three or four people down. He calls her over, positions her right in front of him during the photo, in the photograph. And then after the photograph, he bends over and whispers something in her ear and kisses her on the cheek. And she even pulls away and has a weird look on her face. But some vlogger even added subtitles to what he thought. He said, you can hear him, but you can't really make out what he's saying. But one guy, the subtitles was something like, you have no idea how horny it makes me to have a 13-year-old girl, something, something, something. And then at the very end, you can hear, you're a beautiful girl. That's a beautiful girl.
All right. So, well, I mean, he does seem like a an inappropriate old dude. There are old dudes that don't know that that's not all right.
How do you not know that's not all right?
Because you're a fucking old dude who your whole life you've never been told that's not right.
I'm hyper.
And your intentions might not be evil.
Yeah. And I hope they're
but
not.
But they're familiar.
You gotta.
And things are changing now. We are in the midst of things changing.
As a single dude who's not married, who looks like I do.
Our president said grab them by the pussy. True. Our president said that.
I go out of my way with both women and children to make sure that I can never be perceived as creepy.
Yeah.
You know, I don't even make eye contact with children in the store or something. Or I feel like in this day and age, you got to be aware of that stuff. The climate of
– But it's not even awareness. It's like what's the – where is it coming from? It's coming from okay. You know, women are speaking up more so now than before and should. But then you hear the story this is why women don't come out about sexual assault. It's because our fucking president can say I grabbed him by the pussy and America's still like, yeah, that guy, that fucking guy. We'll pick him.
Yeah.
You know, so that is another reason. Because they're not going to believe a woman. Our president is a fucking molesting pervert.
Speaking of which, whatever happened to the allegations? I can't believe we're just now bringing this up in this topic. But whatever happened to the allegations of him, Trump? Trump, didn't he?
It didn't matter.
Is that going to trial?
It didn't matter. Oh,
do you know anything about that?
Maybe there's a statute of limitations.
I don't know all the details.
Maybe he paid. Well, let's okay. Since we're at minute 55 of this podcast,
he was at a billionaire party
This is where we left off on the last one, was they were using him to blackmail what I was talking about. I paused the episode there. What's the point of trying to be discreet? I paused to go pee and I forgot the exact wording that I left on.
Yeah.
But the last episode we're talking about Pizzagate but that it was used to blackmail, the fact that you can get political people involved doing some pedophilia shit and then blackmail them, which, I mean, makes sense as far as what's the worst thing you could hold over someone.
Yeah.
Not having an affair hasn't ruined anyone. No. Not our president.
Nope.
Having an affair hasn't done anything.
Drugs
doesn't matter.
DUI.
People are excited. Oh, that makes them like me.
Yeah.
But the worst thing you could hold over somebody, pedophilia.
Yeah.
Hurting innocent children, sexually preying on innocent children.
As bad as it sounds, even worse than rape. Because as horrible as rape is, that's still an adult.
Even
a kid.
Sadly, rape. Somebody will still justify, I don't know. Everybody's partied and felt bad about their mistakes afterward. But there's no even way. In the worst corners of the mind, a way to justify pedophilia.
Yeah.
So that's but then you're still if you're the political mastermind, I'm going to get him fucking a kid. You still have to find somebody that wants to fuck a kid. You still have to, are you manipulating a politician in a way? Or is it
entrapment?
Or what was the Trump thing with a 15-year-old or something? The name of that, who's the known pedophile guy who would throw the parties? Yeah.
He was apparently at.
Yeah, and are they, is it a 16-year-old? Is it a 15-year-old? Fucking legal porn is 18-year-old. You need to be 18 years old And then you can go on porn sites now where it's like they're apparently they're legal because they're on porn sites, but they don't look like they're 18 years old.
Even that's creepy.
And but who's using the moral thing of like, well, at least they're on this site so I can't get arrested looking at it on my computer, but they look like they're younger. Like, I don't understand, like, what, how do you convince, like, I guess I'm saying, like, you just dope them up, get them drunk enough, and party enough with them to be like, hey, look at this, oh, here's a young lady chatting you up, or a young man chatting you up, if that's your persuasion.
Yeah, well, I think that.
And then springing on them that, like, oh, well, I guess these were children, and so.
That ties into the human trafficking thing. You know, maybe they're trafficking in these children for the purpose of entrapment and bait and whatnot with these politicians who they know have a proclivity for this type of
stuff. And if it's trafficked, it means it's they're from another country, that the search for them, like looking for them, that goes to the Franklin conspiracy, that they were kidnapping boys from Omaha and the Midwest, runaways, you know. I know these are all conspiracies, but it starts to sound like logical that this would be done. And the idea and my notion of what happens in politics, we have all the power, you have access to all the power to cover things up, which they do, which you're ignorant to think that there's full transparency in government.
Yeah.
They cover shit up all the time.
Absolutely.
Like, what level of conspiracy, like, do you want to think they hit all the UFO stuff in the military? Do you want to think they covered up stuff in Montauk? All this other stuff we talked about because it's aliens and it's fun and we make jokes. Why not extend it to this point, which is disturbingly more tangible? That there's a lot of fucking power-hungry, sociopathic creeps that are being preyed on by even more power-hungry, sociopathic creeps. Like, oh, you want to be in show? I say Hollywood.
Well, it happens
like,
here too.
Like Washington.
Yeah.
Because it's the same idea.
Yeah.
You want to make it? You want to do anything to make it? All right, come party. Ooh, I'm getting invited to a party with big. It's the same idea.
That's how it came out not long ago.
Washington is the same thing as Hollywood, except they make laws instead of movies.
Yep. Oh, it's rampant, apparently, in Hollywood. Corey Feldman came out a while back talking about Corey Haim and a lot of these child stars.
All right, we're using Corey Feldman as a sort. That's the disinformation, though.
Man. Well, yeah, but I'm just saying.
But he also wants to be like shitty Hugh Hefner now. Yeah. Like, that guy will do anything to get his face in the news.
No, but people were arrested. There have been convictions of Hollywood power brokers being convicted of pedophilia and stuff like that.
Ugh.
I mean. So, yeah, I mean, that makes it even more scandalous in the sense that you've got – not only do you have these perpetrators and these creeps preying on kids, but then you got guys behind the scene trying to manipulate things and, you know, entrap them and use it for blackmail and just a whole system going on underneath the surface.
Sometimes, yeah, some conspiracy, like, I want to know the truth. And I'm like, oh, I don't know if I want to know the truth. But all this from, we know about this from the idea that this is how fake news gets spread. This is how far we've investigated a fake news story, alleged fake news story. Like, can you believe people thought this pizza place was where a pedophilia ring operated out of? And all we've done is sit here looking up stuff that makes it sound feasible.
Yeah. Well, yeah, and
gross. Ugh, gross. I'm going to look up the Yelp for this place. I'm going to Yelp Comet Pizza.
You know, it's like, where's the line? Mm-hmm. Like, what... Like, I see both sides. I see people saying, hey, this is complete bullshit. It's disinformation. So we're not going to – we the media or we – apparently Twitter tried to ban the hashtag of Pizzagate or at least censor it.
Really?
So I get that side of like, hey, we're not going to report this because it's total bullshit. But I also see the side of like, the other side saying, yeah, of course they don't want to report it because it incriminates people they support. So it's with any of this stuff, you know, regardless of what the conspiracy is, that's why it, what makes it so intriguing and so difficult to decipher what's legit and what's not, because mm-hmm. both sides have motive and incentive to, I don't know. It's just this one here just really, I mean, we've still not scratched the surface. There's so much.
Well, we never even covered the full Franklin conspiracy. It seems.
I don't know the bullet points on that one.
Well, I'll just say 3.5 stars for Comet Ping Pong Pizza in Washington, D.C. So as far as what as far as it got there. I want to know about this. I want to see like what I did. Why fucking if you're. I don't want to walk in the shoes of someone who runs a kiddie porn ring. Mm-mm. But why? Wouldn't you just not also have it be your pizza place? Like, I just.
Well, unless.
To go back to the. We delved down the non-ridiculous part of it.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, again, this ties into what we're just talking about. You know, hypothetically, I'm just saying, as far as a concept or a strategy, you know, I own a pizza joint. I myself am not a pedophile, but big wig Washington guys paying me X amount of dollars to
but
use,
the owner's
use my
a pedophile.
Basement.
The owner is fucking Jamie Child Molester, whatever his French name was.
Yeah, see, and I never did really get to the bottom of that. What his, other than his name, do we know that he has? I mean, has there been investigations or convictions?
But I just thought he was the owner of the pizza place.
Well, he is. I'm saying is
and
he
was a big donor to the Democratic campaign.
Mm-hmm.
To Democrats. Oh, God. There's so much. And that.
I'm intrigued by going back to what we talked about last week, the symbolism, some of these pedophilia symbols. Like, now I want to go back and just, you know, look at other things to see if I can find any of these symbols. In other contexts, you know.
See, this is like, all right, the Daily Sheeple is a fucking, like, how am I going to believe this?
I always hated
website.
That
yeah.
It just seems so, I don't know. Sheeple. Come on, sheeple.
The only time it was funny was from the highly underrated film, Can't Hardly Wait.
Which one was that?
It was a film from the mid-90s, but captured the 80s party spirit. It was just.
What's her name? Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Jennifer Love Hewitt. Green. Was the
Seth
red
Green.
Seth Green, who I always thought was funny in everything he was in. A lot of other like teen stars of the era. Who was the guy? He just went full hipstered out with like a big old chest tattoo and stuff now. But he was – I can't remember. Anyway, great move. But the one gal who went on to some other sitcom fame, and I always thought she was really, really funny, just did some. She's like the alternative girl at the party. She's like, whatever, you're just a bunch of sheep, like screaming at the popular. But it locked down every stereotype of the mid-90s.
Yeah.
It's a great – if you haven't seen Can't Hardly Wait, it's a great film. Anyway, I'm like finding emails now. I'm still looking at other emails.
Yeah, let's
– what people are talking about. Like code word.
Email.
Like, okay. So who is this? John, but let's see. Who is this from, though? But I'm reading this off a website called The Daily Sheeple.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
How,
therein lies the problem.
Like, when you look at the ads, like, I just look at the ads. I'm like, all right. On The Daily Sheeple, the header is check out the world's most advanced tactical gas mask. And then it's all about buying gold. The rest of the site is about buying gold. Buy silver.com. Inca Gold. The Prepper's Blueprint, Pocket Samurai. Like, it's all just stuff I would actually be fully interested in.
I was just about to say
like,
that's
man, like, how do you
I thought you were about to
how do you reconcile
like,
no,
we're
like,
into that stuff.
That's the thing. Like, how do you reconcile I want all the stuff these paranoid fucking lunatics want. I just don't want to be one of the paranoid lunatics.
That's how I feel about sports.
Like, I want to, everything that's part of the community, the gear and the getting ready and digging bunkers, that sounds cool.
Yeah.
But the people that do it fucking suck.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Pizza. It's just a lot of stuff that says pizza in it. But then the one, hi, John, the realtor found a handkerchief. I think it has a map that seems pizza related.
Yeah, so using these codes, I think it has semen that is girl related. So, realtor found a handkerchief that had some goo in it from one of his rendezvous with it. Ugh.
Why would a realtor want to return that? I just came from checking. Here's another one.
I don't think she wants to return it. I think
whatever it said. This is from somebody named Catherine Tate to Susan and Herbert Sandler. Subject, you left something at the field house. If this is even true. I just came from checking the field house, and I have a square cloth handkerchief, white with black, that was left on the kitchen island. Happy to send it via mail. That's it. It's just a handkerchief.
You overnight my cum rag. I'm going to need that.
Like what? Ice cream means male prostitute. Walnut or nuts is a person of color. Oh, here's another one from Herbert Sandler, whoever these Sandlers are. I think you should give notice when changing strategies, which have been long in place. I immediately realized something was different by the shape of the box, and I contemplated who would be sending me something in a square-shaped box. Lo and behold, instead of pasta and wonderful sauces, it was a lovely, tempting assortment of cheeses. Yumming.
So, I mean, obviously that's code.
But then the next sentence is, I'm waiting the return of my children and grandchildren from their holiday travels so that we can demolish them.
Okay, if this, it's obviously code because the context makes sense. What if it's not pedophilia code, what
little
what
boys could it possibly and be? Sauces. Well,
because that's also one theory is,
what if,
know,
these, like, all right, never before have I heard these codes used. Uh-huh. And what if, just to end, all right, we got to wrap up. What if just, or we can go part three. We might go part three. I don't know yet. We'll I don't see. Know how much longer I could talk about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, exactly.
But what if this group of people just fucking love this food?
I don't think that's what's going on.
They just.
No, my point is,
they're not pedophiles. They eat like children, but they don't want to fuck them. They just love pizza and hot dogs.
Off the top of your head, what else could it be code for? Just speculating. Could this be drug related? Could it be illegal? You know,
now,
money.
If it's
money
code,
laundering?
If it's code, I'll say it's code for pedophilia. Mm-hmm. But what if it's not code?
Well, of course, it's code. You wouldn't send emails talking mm-hmm. about the context. Doesn't make sense.
We don't even know if these are real emails. I'm reading this off the Daily Sheeple. I haven't got this from any reliable source.
Well, you can go directly to the WikiLeaks thing and find these emails.
Best of Pizza, it has the triangle.
Mm-hmm.
Terrasol, another.
First of all, that's against most zoning regulations. Most shopping centers will not have two of the same type of business. You know, there won't be two hardware stores in one strip mall. There won't be two, shouldn't be two pizza places in one strip mall. So that's right.
So now
there.
You're coming up. It's zoning issues.
Well, right there. Seriously.
Well,
then
shut down New York if you don't think pizza places could be next to each other. The New York is either they love pizza or they're fucking every kid in the universe.
No, but in most,
what is that? A Rays famous next to a famous Rays? Get SVU in there.
I bet you
they're fucking all the kids.
Show me one that's they're literally next door to each other.
It's New York. They're inside one another in New York.
So New York is its own animal. But
it's two Italian guys vaffanculo each other all night over who's got a better pillowcase filled with cheese. Not code. That's how I think of New York pizza.
What are they doing to each other?
Just vaffanculo. You know, the fucking the fingers under the chin. Vaffanculo.
What's the fake Italian dish you made up a couple episodes ago? Gonna
futtacelle. Oh my god! Take the eye off of any Italian word, and that's how you fake Italian.
I can't.
Get a nice spaghetti.
I can't do a part three. This is just bumming me out, man.
Well, but now I want to know. Well, the Franklin conspiracy is the same idea of this.
Yeah.
From 25 years ago.
We'll do that, but down the road.
Let's do different child abduction fuckering conspiracies because this one has worn out our goodwill with humankind.
So who knows? And every day, again, we're recording some of these in advance. So by the time this comes out, who knows what new, you know, allegations or info has been discovered.
It's going to be weird if, like, Trump just brings on the apocalypse and then it's still like, more horrible news in government. Let's tune in the Boogie Monster. Man, I had some chicken. That was good. Like, we're just like, it seems like we're just naive of the world.
Oh, man.
All right.
I don't know.
This one's coming out. There's still an Earth on the 13th. December 13th. You're going to be in the midst of your tour.
Yeah, December 13th, tonight, as this comes out, I will be in one of my favorite cities, Mobile, Alabama. You ever been to Mobile?
I do like that Mobile. No, I'm thinking of Hattiesburg, and I've been to Birmingham. Okay. I don't think I've been to Mobile.
Alabama gets a bad rep, and sometimes deservedly so, you know, maybe with some of their politics or whatever, but I love the state of Alabama, but Mobile is... It's kind of its own thing. It's down south. It's on the Gulf.
Yeah. Where are you playing in Mobile?
I'm playing the Merry Widow.
I did play that place in Mobile. Yes. Yeah, it was great.
I like Mobile. Mobile's kind of like New Orleans' little brother.
They got the architecture. It's still like all the French wrought iron on the balconies and everything.
Yeah, I love all that stuff. So I'll be in Mobile tonight. Tomorrow I will be in another awesome southern coastal city, Savannah, Georgia, which, by the way, going to have to do
we're
some.
We're going
to
talk about.
We're going to talk about Savannah real soon.
Haunted city in America.
Yeah, it's often referred to as the most haunted city in America. I'm going to take some ghost tours. I've already got a bunch of research I've done.
That'll be fun.
Interesting stuff going on.
Where are you playing in Savannah?
There, I'm playing Barrel House South.
Okay.
And then the 15th, I'll be in Columbia, South Carolina. Love Columbia. Good group of comics. Nice little comedy scene there. Be doing Taps Art Center. And then Atlanta for two nights, and then just on and on and on. So,
you're back in Atlanta?
Yeah, I'll be in Atlanta the 16th and 17th at the Relapse Theater, two nights there. And then I'm going to take a few days off, and then I'll be making my way over to Mississippi. I'm doing Jackson, Mississippi, Columbia, Mississippi, Pensacola, Florida. I won't list them all right here, but Dave Stone.
But the South, heads up. DaveStoneStandUp.com.
Yeah, so come out and see me. Come see a show. I mean, all my tickets are like $5 to $10. I don't think I do
pay a little.
Ever
more.
Done a show pay more than $10?
Well, I do. So now you're making me look like an asshole.
No, I'm saying you're a name. You're a draw. I'm not.
Yeah,
a draw.
It doesn't mean I'm worth it. I'm just scamming the
but
public.
Yeah, come see a show. Definitely, and come say hey. Say you know if you're a listener of the Boogie Monster, I want to meet you. I want to say hello, and I don't know, bring some grub. Bring some snacks.
Hell yeah.
I don't think I ever mentioned this, but I mentioned it, but I didn't mention their names. Months ago, Birmingham, Alabama. I want to say his name is Lance Woodard. And, oh, God, what's his girlfriend or wife's name? Jesus. I've met him several times. I'm so sorry that I don't have it off the top of my head. Laura Price. Laura Price and Lance Woodard. They brought me. I talked about it. They brought Maker's Mark. They brought me Coors. They brought a Bojangles gift card, Piggly Wiggly t-shirt.
Bojangles?
Oh, my gosh. So nice. More of that is what I'm trying to say. Kind of.
They brought you some of the jangles.
Yeah, bring me snacks. Life on the road. Now I'm going to really sell it. Life on the road's tough, man. You know, I need more whiskey and biscuits and stuff.
But
I'm away from my home.
It's always... It's always nice. I'm going to – you got me. I wanted to plug Take to the Sky Jewelry from Toronto. And I don't have her name up here yet. But I want to do that officially later when I get that correct.
What you got coming up?
I got – man, I'm done.
You're done for a while?
I'm done for December. Getting the fuck out of town.
Yeah.
Going to Utah with the missus.
Oh, over Christmas or what?
Yeah, over Christmas, going to Utah, and then gonna. I want to get my thing right that I'm about to. And then I want to plug here. Yeah, Utah, and then my buddy's having his second marriage in Jamaica.
Oh, right.
The great. Best way to do it. Second marriage, getting married New Year's, Jamaica. You want to go? I'm like, yes, yes, I'll go. Yes, sir. I'm going to do that. I'm going to plug. Well, first off, you're talking about people doing stuff. I met this fella. Joshua Williams in Cincinnati, and he was very excited about the podcast, but also wanted to share a recipe.
Okay.
I'm going to tell this recipe out loud. I hope he doesn't mind. That's Well Daggum on Twitter. WELLDAGUM. Well Daggum.
Oh, that's a good handle.
And he said, here's killer cornbread. I'm going to say this, and you tell me back what you think of it.
Uh-huh.
Said his mom called it Mexican cornbread.
I already like it.
Okay. Two cups cornmeal, 1 cup flour, 1 can of cream corn,
yep.
1 small can of diced chilies,
yep.
1 cup of shredded cheese,
yep.
and 1 cup of buttermilk, and mix till fully smooth. Bake on 350 in a muffin pan with a small bit of olive oil in each muffin space till it's nice and brown. Goes amazingly with a good taco chili. That's Josh Williams from Eastern Kentucky. He says, and you're welcome. And I will say thank you to that.
Yeah, I love everything about that. I'm not crazy about the muffin pan when it comes to cornbread.
You like make a full pan of it?
Yeah, I like a cast iron skillet, but I'll let that slide because those ingredients, that sounds good. No sugar. I don't like sweet cornbread. I love some chilies or jalapenos and definitely some cheese in a cornbread. Mexican cornbread, very underrated. Hell yeah, dadgum.
Any kind of cornbread is just great.
Good cornbread is great. It's easy to screw up.
I've had it where it's like dried out, which is a shame.
Yeah.
Because then you can still taste the potential in it. But you're like, oh, man, it's like eating sand.
When done properly, great cornbread. Ugh, love it.
You know what? As far as all the breads, top three?
Yeah.
Top three favorite breads? Is this another episode? We're at an hour 20. We could probably do top. We could do an hour of top breads.
I will throw this out real quick. Fried cornbread fritters. Fritter and fried cornbread technically are two different things as far as the preparation. But I like kind of a pancake style fried cornbread.
Pancake style.
Yeah,
all right.
Just a little dollop. You get your cornbread batter.
Pour it onto a griddle, maybe.
Pour it onto a grill. Just a little dollop and get it real thin. Just a thin pancake size. Just like a pancake, but cornbread. And to get those crusty edges.
Ooh.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
Now, if we were to go forward with this bread talk,
uh-huh.
would a pancake make it its way into the bread category?
I like pancakes. It's a whole different animal. It's not a bread.
Okay,
all
right.
It's an entree.
Right. Let's save it.
Yeah,
we got a lot. We can go on. I'm also going to say I got back from tour and I said Take to the Sky Jewelry. That's the name on Instagram, but her name is Erin. And last time I passed through Toronto, she had knitted me a scarf, and she had a very nice story about. Sometimes you just meet people that like they appreciate. Comedy and you know how it might get them through a tough time, which I never think. You know, you're just out there trying to get laughs, and you hope for the however long you're on stage, people aren't worrying about stuff. But then people listen and they feel better about it. And she knitted me a scarf, and I saw her in. She didn't make it to Toronto, so her and her fella came to Ottawa to see me, and she made me a hat and another scarf this time. And she always includes some. She makes jewelry, and included some. For Rachel, and it's all very nice stuff. So I'll plug Take to the Sky Jewelry, and you can find it on Instagram. Jewelry has 2 L's in it. And she makes real nice stuff, and just a nice sweet woman in Canada that has come out to a couple shows and has had nice words to say to me that made me, you know, sometimes you feel a little underappreciated. You know, you're a clown. You're a traveling clown. And then somebody says something nice to you, and you're like, Yeah, you know what? I'll keep doing this.
Yeah.
I'll keep going.
That's great.
I'll plug that. And thank you to Joshua Williams for the cornbread recipe. And who's our comic of the week this week?
Comic of the week, one of my dearest friends, who just happens to be an amazing comedian, Lisa Best. I've spoke of Lisa a few times on this podcast.
Lisa the Best.
One of my great friends. We've toured so much together. We've had a lot of road journeys, a lot of road experiences, both good and bad. But just a brilliant comedian. And she's got her debut album. I believe it comes out this Friday, the 16th, called Brain Bank. And, I mean, I can't. Sometimes I get in trouble because I speak too highly.
Long time friend, though.
She's like, yeah, just shut up. You're building me up too much. But literally just one of the funniest comics.
I'll jump in. Lisa Best, mediocre comedian. Don't get your hopes up. Brain Bank coming out this Friday.
Really great. And I was at that recording. She recorded it at Nerdmelt showroom here in Los Angeles a while back. Just a killer set.
Like, yeah.
Just, as you know, as a headlining comic, it's hard to just steamroll for an hour. You know, there's usually a lull. You got to deal with
an uninterrupted momentum.
This was just a 60 minutes of fury. She was relentless, just destroyed. And I can't wait to hear the album. I mean, I saw it in person.
So glad you did not use freight train full of beef stew, like how you described last week's comic, James Fritz's.
Yeah. No, that was Sturgill.
Sturgill
was a
freight train full of beef stew. Not a compliment.
But yeah, anybody who's seen me on tour in the last year or two more than likely has seen Lisa because she has done several tours with me. And check out Brain Bank. It's out on Comedy Dynamics.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
Hell yeah.
Not out as we speak, as it's released, but it December 16th is the release date, and you can find that on iTunes and wherever you get your comedy.
Wherever you get your comedy.
Wherever you get your comedy.
All right. Vaya con Dios. Eat pizza without pizza, ever.
Pizza good.
There's got to be like, there's like.
Eat pizza, don't touch kids.
What if I ended it right there? How bad would you feel? That would be another one. Can you edit?
No, don't touch kids. I'm not.
No, I said don't touch kids.
That's what I said. I'm proud of that statement.
What did you think? I said don't touch kids.
Don't touch the kids. Creeps.
The Boogie Monster.